Family members are rallying to help a Timmins entrepreneur who's been in the hospital for weeks. Anthony Gillen is the founder of Mine Safety Solutions. November 18, he suffered a major seizure and was airlifted to a Sudbury hospital, where he's been in ICU for nearly 2 weeks. You can see his last post was on November 17, and then the 18th was when his world has literally changed course. We are hoping the community would want to know about Tony because of the light he shares in this world. Our world is a lot dimmer right now without him, and we can use all the prayers, said Krista Ammonite, Gillen's cousin, who said a Good Samaritan saved Gillen's life by calling 911. Ammonite detailed some of Gillen's medical journey over the past couple of weeks. He has been heavily sedated and has a tracheostomy after repeated failed attempts of being removed from the ventilator. He continues to fluctuate between breathing on his own and to requiring the life support to assist. Pain management is a big part of the course of action, and right now we are continuing to pray that he can get out of the ICU. He has several key obstacles to overcome, the main one breathing on his own before that is even an option. He is in a coma-like state and not the Tony that anyone would recognize, she wrote. The positive news is that they have zoned in on the proper medication to stop his seizures, and so the seizures have subsided. Moving forward, she said he'll require a regimented care plan to help control the seizures. We have learned as a family now that epilepsy is a serious condition that doesn't simply go away, it just hibernates, and without proper care and monitoring can lead to devastating medical crises. We also want to share the hidden dangers that people with epilepsy live with on a daily basis, she said. The family has been working to help cover his day-to-day expenses and help one another as they stay in Sudbury to be near Gillen. They've held a raffle with donated sports memorabilia and a Find the Joker run. For people who want to help, they've also set up an e-transfer email at anthonygillenfund@gmail.com. We are working to try to keep his website up so his business can continue and figure out how he does what he does. He is honestly a one-man show in his business, and working to understand his inventory and orders is a bit of a puzzle that we are adamant to figure out, she said, adding they may also use the Mine Safety Solutions Facebook page to leverage selling apparel to help with raising money. Timmins Today.